Or yet any of you had messaged.
Patrons.
I was driving, to be fair.
Patrons.
Are we all?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I'm guessing you know where the sound levels are.
Well, we have to do that on the fly.
Okay, fair enough.
Patrons.
Brilliant. So what we're saying is nobody who's paying for this experience
patrons.
Has got any eardrums left.
John, Bulge, say patrons.
No, I don't want to.
Bulge, John,
Nathan,
patrons.
Noodle, what, who, where?
Patrons, Nathan.
Patrons, Nathan.
Nonstal, what?
Right, what did I say to you? Nonstal.
Can we have that again? Nonstal.
He's just said it more times than I have.
What the fuck? I've gone all floppy.
Story of your life.
What was happening here then?
I was trying to figure that out when I was setting it up.
Yeah,
and I thought, I don't know what's going on.
I tell you what I've got here. I've got the one that Pete aired last week.
Well, your mic was still attached.
You haven't, it was all attached.
Yeah, all right, Bulge.
You might.
All right, mate, I made an error.
Oh, no.
Again.
In judgment, like we went to the Philippines last.
Error in judgment by making friends of you two cunts.
I'm not going to disagree there.
Patrons.
You've already said that.
That's all I've got. Patrons.
How are we all?
Christmassy. Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. Oh, no. That's a pirate.
There is some crossover, however.
Well, apparently so. There's a Venn diagram in the Discord. Word. See, I contribute now.
Why does everything have to echo?
I don't know. Because
it's the only humour he's got.
Right, get his question up quick before we have to give him.
Favourite thing / tradition you do over Christmas?
Open presents.
Merry Christmas.
Eat too much food.
Open presents, eat turkey. Next.
Well, recently for me...
Whamboy sauce.
Recently for me, it has been saying, Happy Chrysler.
Oh, really?
And it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. That's only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll play with you.
If you...
I can find it very quickly.
Okay.
He's got it saved.
It's Christmas. What, the actual us saying it? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
It's when I had no voice as well, if you remember.
That was blissful.
Well, in truth, if pop beat, so I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big
real,
and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my name.
It's funny how I heard that one is... really quick.
That's his ringtone.
It's his ringtone, isn't it?
Ringtone, fuck off. Oh. Find it quickly. So.
I saw something that somebody made a very good point about the other day.
Yeah. Hashtag we all racist.
No, that's it. That was you being racist.
Did top with zip. Was that? No, it.
No, it's me. Seeing as this is a car podcast, we can actually say Merry Chrysler.
Why would we say that?
Oh, you clown. It's that Vine, isn't it?
Boy,
it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. You make me look so fucking stupid right now.
I mean, we're
quite liked it when he had no voice.
Yeah, it was pleasant.
I thought it sounded sexy and husky.
No.
More like a husky? budget Barry White.
Yeah.
Similar circumference. Yeah.
Sound like Chef of Park South.
Park South?
Park yeah. South.
Park
life.
Yeah.
Rudely awaitened by the dustman.
Have you seen South Park? Yeah, of course I have, mate. You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. No, it's not the same thing.
Pork life, you said as well.
What?
You said pork life.
That's what he says. You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
I thought you said pork pies, mate.
Ooh.
You should cut down on your pork pies,
that
mate.
Makes more sense.
That does make more sense, actually.
I like how he just can't accept that he's wrong.
Well,
he might be correct.
I hope not.
He might be correct.
Never really ended
all these years, I could have been saying, you want to cut down on your pork pies.
Who's that guy, Lord Martin? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some pork life.
Pork life.
Wow.
He was in EastEnders.
He was in a lot of things.
Yeah.
He was an actor that just... And I believe he got paid about 100 quid to do it. And that was it.
What, EastEnders? For 5 years?
No, Pork Life.
For eating pork.
He's on a 5-year contract.
For saying about how he's rudely awaitened
by
a
dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house.
Park life.
See, I think they missed a trick with EastEnders. I mean, EastEnders. They should have just called it Moony Cockney Bastards.
It hasn't got the same ring, has it?
No, but it...
You haven't watched it recently, then.
More accurate.
Hardly any Cockneys in it. Huh? Well, you got...
There aren't really any Cockneys in London anymore. They're all in
Essex. They're all, men.
from Birmingham.
Oh, hell.
They're all in Essex. They've all evacuated, haven't they?
Well, yeah, can you blame them? Hell.
Well, yeah.
Is Essex part of the ULEZ bit?
This is
car related. Let's move on. Yeah, ow, anyway. My ears. Right, cool. That's good.
ASMR.
No, deaf.
Bleeding.
Bleeding from the ears.
Echo.
Christmas traditions. Stuff.
Yeah, favourite. What's your favourite thing / tradition you do over Christmas?
Fuck me, that was a tangent.
Family.
You do your family.
He's from Uffcombe.
His dad's pulling him off inside of his brother.
Only the ones that are 12.
You said it.
Yeah, I did.
I'm Filipino.
I don't. Where's, I said.
You
I
looked
said,
into the cost I of flights said, I, and the legal right, age. Right. So
I did look into legal age for the show, not for my own research.
Yeah, okay.
It was purely.
Then why is it saved in your favourites?
It's my every time I open a new tab, it's just that page. Do you want to use it? Yeah, sure.
Homepage, there it comes. Bang, legal
homepage. I mentioned once that I'm not.
This is not talking about Christmas traditions, is it?
I wanted my Christmas traditions to spend it in the Philippines.
Yeah.
With children everywhere and cocaine. It's easy. I see why you do it now.
Yeah. it just rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Yeah, no, it goes up the nose. Can I have one of
them? On air? They're really chewy.
Well, it shut me up then.
All right, yeah.
I tell you, tell me your Christmas fucking tradition then if I'm no good to you.
You're no good to me.
Nice. Very good.
I don't necessarily have any traditions.
No,
└└················. It's like I do a hell of a lot of drinking around.
Oh, you're one of them.
That's
you?
Just
oh,
in general, yeah. Isn't it?
What about on Chrysler Day though?
Well, no, I
fucking
don't really
hammered.
The reason is that I always want to go home. And it's like
you're not at home, I'm guessing then.
Well, no, because we always end up at one of the parents'. And it's I always think, oh yeah, that'll be all right. Actually, we'll stay over there, and that'll be good laugh. And you know, get there in the morning, and you have your fucking glass of champers.
By the time you've eaten, you're fizz. Like, I want to go home now.
Yeah, that you have
but
your
was your early start. Like, I mean, you're a part timer, but like. Work-wise, it's a bit of a rush. We mess around. Then you've got to buy presents in your spare time, wrap presents in your spare time, and it is a lot. And then on the day, you have to get up early.
Yeah.
Sorry, did the man who works 15 hours a week just call you a part-timer?
He did, yeah. Yeah. Called the one person with a child that gets up at 6 a.m. every morning without fail.
I'm up at 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah, okay.
I am.
That's the come-down from
every day. No.
From the gear.
The child I'm with gets up early. No, every day I'm up at 6.
So what happens? You got to give your girlfriend a bottle
from the night before. Anyway, so that was good. Well done. I've turned you right down.
Have you actually?
Look, he doesn't even know which one he is.
Yeah, I can see.
You have glasses on. What's
take,
the
point? Take them off.
Hang on.
You all laugh about that, but that's what Phil, who works here.
I'll turn you back up now. Boss.
The guy who runs the lathe.
Yeah.
That's literally what he does. He's like, he looks at the drawing with his glasses on, and then you hand him a drawing, and he goes, takes his glasses off.
Well, that's
like,
short-sighted, long-sighted, isn't it? Surely.
Fuck, I'm like, you're trying to get disability or something. Give your fucking motor car back.
You know what'll happen is one day he'll go in and get like a new, what's it called? Is it prescription glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll go, fucking hell, I can see things. It's like, yeah, that's what your glasses were supposed to be doing before.
To be fair, that is what happened with me when I got my glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What glasses?
I wear them when I drive. I don't have to. They're not a proper prescription glass.
Right.
But I noticed that as I was driving, especially at night time.
It was dark.
It was a lot darker than it is in the day.
Yeah.
And
well, we're turning back up now.
And yeah, so I don't think you actually. Oh, you are actually turning. Yeah,
I joked the first time. I just sort of twiddled my finger near it. A young child's clitoris.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, it's all right when you lot do it.
Yeah, but we don't go into graphic detail about flicking a.
No, I'm only joking.
A pre-bean.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm flicking my lick 'em. Anyway.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'd just like to let all you patrons know that moments before we started recording, Niall said to us,
In a forceful manner.
Yeah. Right, seriously.
With wet bandits on his arm, you can't take him seriously.
Well, no, that's
one
true.
One wet bandit.
But can we not spend the whole episode calling me or a drug-taking nonce?
And he's called himself a drug-taking nonce more than we have.
Yeah.
The problem is, right, when you've got friends like I do, which I do love
none.
Dearly. Right, okay. How do I turn myself down? If you've got friends like
There's
I do...
There's a gun in there, you can...
Shoot you with it is what I'll fucking do. Fuck me, trust me
I'll
on that
give
one.
Give you a fucking shooter, you cunt.
How many accents was that he's
I
got?
Don't know.
I'll give you a fucking shooter, you cunt. Anyway, yeah, when you've got friends like I do, which I do generally love dearly, it's a minefield, because if you don't say anything, they'll carry on treating you like a cokehead paedophile. And if you bring it, if you address the elephant in the room and say, listen, lads, do me a favour, can you not...
You're addressing yourself.
Can you not keep going on about me allegedly, apparently...
There's no stamp big enough to post that, is there?
And apparently being a fucking cokehead paedophile. Then, because you've asked them not to, they do it more. So I can't win... What?
But
I can't hear you.
You are the one who's been mentioning it, not us.
I know, but it's so easy, isn't it?
Anyway, this is why Kim says you'll be lucky if they get through two questions.
That's months worth of material he's given us there.
Yeah.
Cheers, Shuffles.
I can't even remember what the fuck we were talking
Christmas
about.
Christmas
traditions, you fucking idiot. Come on, get with it.
Yeah, but how did we get to this tangent?
He said something about beans.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, yeah, anyway.
I don't even know.
So... Like, I do, last year, and I think this year will be the same because the boy's too young, really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about what you do on Christmas Day.
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
yeah. So I
John's
always...
John's voice is finally broken.
I always like the idea of of staying over at one of the parents' house when I go for Christmas Day. And
staying over? What, the night or?
Yeah, so that I can
really?
I can have a load of drinks and whatever.
Ah, okay, fair.
And I'm like, yeah, that'll be all right, actually. Yeah, it'll be fine. And I do. I go there.
It's about 3 in the afternoon, you think, oh.
I have a glass of champagne and
EX24
then I'll have a...
Foster's.
No Bucks Fizz then. Straight in with the shampoos, is it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
We've discussed this before because we didn't know what the difference was between a mimosa and a Bucks Fizz. Orange juice gives me the most savage heartburn.
Yeah.
So it's not, don't even entertain the idea of having a, yeah. And I don't even like champagne, but obviously it's Christmas tradition. But there you go. There's a tradition. Drink shit fucking expensive French wine.
Bubbles.
Yeah. So
I have champagne bottle is made specifically for champagne because of the amount of pressure in it. Same amount of pressure in a bottle of champagne as a car tire. 30 PSI. In a bottle of champagne.
Well, I'll bear that in mind next time I have a blowout on the motorway.
Right, again?
Yeah.
Again?
Well, no.
I'll be like, again. Do you know, if I had a bottle of champagne right now, I'd be fine.
No, in a week's time. Literally.
You drink him, forget about all your problems.
Yeah, work for me. Basically, just on Christmas Day, when everyone goes, oh, cheers. You go, bloody hell, do you know? And then you'll seem interesting and cool like me.
I put money on it that they have the same reaction as I just did.
No, well, they are your family, so they probably would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, ungrateful bell ends. I'm very grateful people give me interesting facts.
I mean, honestly, I think the AIDS virus is probably more interesting.
Yeah, so would I. It kills people.
Yeah.
The amount of pressure in the champagne is never... Well, probably has killed someone.
Actually.
Yeah, well, come to mention it.
Never seen a shark and a champagne bottle in the same room, have you? Just saying.
Because that makes perfect sense.
I didn't know what the fuck he meant, but I found it funny, and that's what we're about here.
Yeah, so...
What load of old arse.
I always like the idea of being able to have a few drinks and blah, blah, blah. And have a bottle of glass of champagne.
I'll bottle yourself. Well, sometimes.
Depends if the boy will sleep or not.
And then I have a can of lager of some description.
You're right,
And then it goes...
Then he drives home.
Then you have Christmas lunch, and you have another glass of something with it, wine or whatever.
Five and drive, isn't it?
And then,
Devon and Devon.
And then it is exactly what you two have both said. It gets to that 3:30 in the afternoon. Mm. Everything's done.
Yeah.
And no matter whose house we're at, the dad is asleep on the sofa.
And if you're at your house, that would be you.
It would be, yeah.
And you're awake because you're not at your house.
Yeah.
So you need to be at your house.
And then there's this massive lull in the afternoon. Yeah. And then it gets to 5:00 and it's like, oh, should we have some... And you think, well, I'm not really hungry.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, as a fat fucker as well, but you get to that time where you have that lull, and to try and get yourself out the lull, you think, oh, I know, I'll have some Twiglets.
Yeah.
And you realise, they're not very nice.
I don't really want them.
I'm just being stabbed in the gums for something to do. It's very rich as well. Have you not thought about, like, generally, like, you, Penny, and the boy? Spending you three.
Yeah, well, I mean, the biggest thing there is Penny's got a really close relationship with her mum, and if Sharon didn't cook anything at this end, that people would starve.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, my mum's a fucking arsehole anyway, so that's that one sorted this year.
Yeah, my mum's same.
Yeah.
My mum's a dickhead, and yeah. I don't tend to spend Christmas with her either, so...
No, well...
I normally spend it with my dad, actually.
Yeah.
And my dad's partner's parents, because my dad likes them young as well, so her parents are still alive. By young, I mean she's 33, not... Anyway.
not Filipino.
Yeah.
You said it.
And... No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, this year, her parents are treating everyone to go out for a meal on Christmas Day.
Whose parents?
Sorry, by her I meant dad's partner.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so Amanda, I'll give her name. Amanda's my dad's fiance, and they normally spend Christmas Day with Amanda's parents.
Yeah.
And for the last 4 or 5 years, I've
tagged along.
Well, basically, yeah. It's nice to see my dad. I'm very, very close with my dad. So
yeah.
I tend to go up to see him, and then I go over. It become a bit of a that almost became a bit of a tradition.
Yeah,
yearly for the last 4 or 5 years, it's been really nice actually. But yeah, her parents are paying for everyone, which is obviously her mum and dad, my dad, Amanda, little Ryan's going to be there. I don't know how much he's going to cost, but anyway, still
mother's brother, sister's boy,
and then she's got a sister and a brother, and it's like if they don't bring partners, that's like 8 people already, and it's normally like. £60 a head, isn't it? For like a Christmas Day. I only say that because I drove past somewhere that was advertising Christmas Day lunches.
Right.
And it was £60 per person. Free course lunch.
Right.
So £60 times 70 is many monies.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be like, oh, room for another? Do you know what I mean?
Am I not?
Yeah.
NFI, I'm guessing?
Yeah. And basically, I saw my dad at this my brother's birthday bash where I got food poisoning and died.
Play the video.
No. All right, fine. I think John said no. No, I'm not going to actually. And yeah, I said, Dad's like, what are you doing for Christmas then? I was like, well, I'll come up and see you. He's like,
may not.
Yeah, about that. So yeah, not doing that either.
Ah.
So if you two want to invite me along to...
I mean, Mum always cooks far too much food.
That's a Christmas tradition.
But this is my mum. She always cooks too much food. Well, yes, she doesn't do the cooking anymore, but yeah.
Keith does too much.
Yeah.
Fucking goon.
Yeah.
Are you going to help at all or just stay upstairs all day and then come downstairs and be moody?
That.
Oh, fuck's sake, I want to be riding my bicycle.
Yeah.
You going to go for a bike ride on Christmas
Might
Day?
Might do.
Yeah.
Depends what the weather's like.
Cold, I'd imagine.
That's fine.
Doubt it.
Not the way it's going at the minute.
It's like fucking 12.5 degrees out there tonight.
Balmy. Talking to the microphone or?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Next question.
No fuckers listening. We can turn them all off if we like.
Yeah. So, no, truth be told, normally my sort of, I'll say, Christmas tradition is drink far too much over the Christmas break.
I don't drink at Christmas. I never used to be a big drinker. Being banned from driving turned me into
what I could
only describe as a functioning alcoholic, genuinely. And I mean, hand on heart now, I turned into a fucking alky. I mean, not like, shaking. I'm not fucking Shane McGowan. Do you know what I mean? Dead. But I was like,
Sadamized.
I was like, Shannon.
Ozzy Osbourne and everyone.
Someone's been in my room and drunk my beers. Have you seen that clip? Yeah, okay, cool. I'm not describing that. Yeah, so I wasn't that fucking bad, but I'd finish work and fucking just get on it. But I was working like 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, well, you must have known, because at times I think like a Sunday night I'd get right on it and then have to do an episode in here. Well, at my place, in my crack den.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Does explain some things.
Yeah. Like what? Don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. I'll turn you down before you say anything.
Nonsense.
Well, I used to have quite a weird Christmas tradition, actually, which I actually massively preferred. But talking into the microphone, I've straightened mine up. People used to, really? Is that what you do? And people could never get their head around it, but I actually really enjoyed it. But it stopped when I got with my ex-missus and she made the rules, apparently.
Made you spend M3 money on a wedding as well, Harpy.
Yeah, I know. What?
Harpy.
What does that mean?
That's a mythical creature that lures men.
Oh, right. Damn it, monster. Get off my lawn.
I'm going to need about 350.
I'm going to be near about 15 grand.
What was that?
That.
Oh.
Where, when I was a kid, I used to wake up and, oh, Father Christmas has been, Father Christmas has been, no, nothing green. Father Christmas has been. And I saw you staring at that. You're like a child. You've eaten now, and now you've just got bored. Give it here. Right, fuck the value. I will go home. Take my recorder with me.
Whose?
Our recorder. Okay, fair point. Yeah, you put me in my place there. John? I swear to God, we have a main episode to do.
Swear to Allah.
Give me the spring to play with then.
No, because you're fucking...
Because
you're Wonderwall all over the mic.
Right, crack on.
Right, okay, cool.
Tell your story.
You know, you're wanking now.
Doesn't move that much.
So, open,
or hurt that much.
Open the stockings up in the morning. And I don't mean... Right.
I'm what done. Santa brought
I'm done. I'm going home. So I'd open her stockings up in the morning. My mum's.
your brother's. That's weird.
Dad, what are you doing in there as well? Oh, God's sake. This is... Anyway. Open up my stocking from Father Christmas. And then that would be it. We'd have, like... Christmas lunch, obviously like a few hours later, quite a few hours later, sort of early to mid-afternoon, and then we wouldn't open our main presents from my mum and dad and everything until after dinner.
Yeah.
Did you do that as well?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I think you're the only person I've met that's done the same thing. But, I don't know about you, I mean like, stockings would be, hey, Terry's chocolate orange.
Yoy, enough already.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I couldn't think of a joke fast enough.
Fasterly enough.
But it'd be like, yeah, yoy chocolate orange, yoy toothbrush, yoy socks, all that sort of stuff, right? And then, but there would be a main present as well.
Yeah.
So being a kid, it would have been like PlayStation, remote control car. I mean, not the same fucking Christmas. This is different Christmases. So I'd get like...
What's your name, John?
Oh, Thanks, Mum and Dad. You got me my own house at the age of 12. So I got... Yeah, so let's just use an example. I get like a PlayStation 2, because I'm old.
You get a Barbie house.
And it would come with and game.
Mm.
So my...
Gran Turismo 3.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 3 at the age of 12. Fuck that prostitute and kill and get your money back, lol.
Get a refund.
So I would then... from presents being opened until dinner being ready would be spent on the PlayStation. And then my presents for my parents would be other PlayStation games.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So that's sort of how it would go. But people couldn't get their head around this whole, well, you have to wait until you've had your dinner. What time's that? I don't know, 3, 4 o'clock
when
by the time
it's
we're
done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to wait. And I was like, yeah. I'm not like, oh, great. I can't wait to use this toothbrush. Father Christmas, you legend. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd have something to do.
Fucking hero, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have something to do. But, yeah, like I said, that stopped when the old ball and chain got involved. The
and then what
bird.
Did it change
Brack!
To?
Just open them all in the morning. Done then. Day's done. Can give a fuck. I mean, dinner was obviously a big pull. Do you still do that now?
Yeah.
You do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's warmed my heart, genuinely, because I tell that, and the reason I tell that is because everyone's reaction is, what the fuck? I mean, everyone, yeah, same. It would be pretty dull for me.
In fairness, I think we do something similar. We don't tend to open everything all at once.
No.
But that's what our parents used to do. My ex-missus.
I mean, especially once...
Harpy, yeah. Damn it, monster.
Once we were older, and, you know, there wasn't the same buzz at Christmas. As
there's not the waking up at 5 a.m. and running downstairs. There's a... Oh, I'll get up when I get up.
Yeah.
Fucking
you know,
whatever.
once we were sort of early teenagers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that there was never the.
But I think
it just helps with the anticipation a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that was always my argument. And I'll be honest with you, I'm being very honest now. I was gutted that first Christmas I spent with her, where we had to do it her fucking way, Herbert, whatever the word you said.
Harpy.
Hermes, what was it?
Harpy.
Harpy, that's it. I was like, wait, go on. there's excitement in your face then, on your face.
That was Wonderwall.
yeah, I was like, all right, great. Half past nine, we've opened everything.
Yeah.
Now what the fuck do we do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And also...
Now we've got to sit around and wait for Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
Which is the next... exciting part.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
I know, let's watch A Christmas Carol.
Fuck off.
Oh, the Green Speech is coming on. She's dead now. Sad demise.
It'll be, hello, I'm Sausage Fingers. I'm the monarch.
But logistically, it worked great because as a kid or even as like a sort of late teenager, you'd have something like I said, like a PlayStation or something to play with, right? Mother's in the kitchen burning the dinner, so that's fine. She's out of the way. I can hog the TV all I like. But now everyone's open. So bear in mind, we spent it with our parents. It'd be like, our mum and dad, stepdad. Her, me. Is that her again?
Her, me.
Our brother and our sister.
It's a shit parcel firm.
So we're all fighting over like, oh, well, let me put, oh, this DVD, let's put this on. No, let's put that on. And we have to watch our fucking stepdads. I don't know. Raiders of the Lost Ark remastered.
U571 extended version.
Yeah.
3 hours and 46 minutes.
Yeah.
25th
of the Americans finding the Enigma machine, obviously, not us.
Yeah. 20th anniversary of the fucking Titanic film. Great.
Oh God.
I do like the film, I don't lie. I do like it.
You only like it because Kate Winslet gets her tits out.
No, there's pornography on the internet. That's not why I sit through no, 3 hours of a boat sink to see some side boob.
But in 1998...
Oh, hello.
Hell yeah.
There's a line in it, and I've mentioned this before, I know, because I bring it up every time someone mentions a film, where Kate Winslet's husband in the film... Husband.
Billy Zane,
yeah. I can't remember what he's called in the film, but anyway. Yeah.
Some posh cunt.
Yeah, posh
insufferably posh wanker.
Rich and Eric just cunt.
Yeah.
And she's just been saved by Leonardo DiCaprio, trying to jump off the edge of the ship, didn't she? And he goes, oh, lovely, great, thank you. And she goes, well, aren't you going to thank him? Aren't you going to do something? He's just saved the life of your wife. And he looks around at like his mates, like his bodyguards, all of his like chummy pals. He goes, Rose is displeased. What to do? And I don't know why that line just sticks with me.
You should have said that to the old RP show. She's displeased. What should we do?
What to do? Yeah, it's great. I've never had the balls to try it on a woman, to be honest with you. What I need is some sort of like financial fucking chokehold like he had over her. So
you want to be a sugar daddy is what you're saying?
It does appeal to me. I'll give you that, mate.
I mean, weren't you one of them back along?
Yeah, of course, yeah, technically.
What
yeah,
appeals to me more...
She's a patron.
What appeals to me more is for Penny to have a sugar daddy as well. Yeah. That appeals to me massively.
Yeah,
John wants to be cucked.
Yeah, fuck it.
Well,
if he's paying the mortgage,
yeah. Fuck it, who cares? Well, you've done worse things for less money.
Probably.
Yeah, we all have.
I built an exhaust on an E36 once.
No. Fucking, I'm sorry, mate. Mine. My piece of shit.
Bulge, any questions?
Eat too much food. Right, although maybe not this year, because beat us.
Just eat it.
Just, no, don't do that.
Just beat us.
Just beat it off. Right.
That's first thing.
Quick, and last, and in the middle.
Oh, and actually...
Constantly.
Actually, that has sort of answered another question at the same time.
Go on. How many times do you masturbate on Christmas Day?
What do you miss about Christmas from when you were a child?
Oh, there you go.
Well, what he not being there.
From when you was a child.
Is he from Lincolnshire?
I think he's from Bridgewater.
Don't offend the bloke. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's just giving us a fuckload of material for free, yeah. John. I say for free. No, he's paid us.
He's paid us.
And given
and
provided.
Yeah.
I said, we have got
Welcome
this
to the Shuffles on Tour podcast.
Right, quick fire question. Yes or no? I don't want any deliberating. Mince
Fair
pie.
Enough.
Mince pie, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
I knew you'd say, what, no, because you can't because beat us, or you just don't
I
like
just don't like him.
I love a mincer.
Explains why you like him.
Oh, fuck, you beat me to it.
I like a warm mince pie.
Oh, you warm them up, do we?
Well, not all of the time, but
on if you
Christmas
have one in the
Day.
Car, you haven't stuck it under the bonnet for a fucking half hour, have you?
No,
I mean,
in the exhaust. Chuck it in the pub and close the flap.
Cream or ice cream? What'd you have with it if you eat the fucker up?
Nuts.
Bit of cream, or if poss, bit of brandy.
Brandy,
butter.
Fuck. Oh, hell. Christmas pudding, whatever it's called. Cake. What's wrong with you, Bulge?
I do like Christmas pudding. Not so much Christmas cake, the fruit cake, because I know it's...
What's the difference?
Reminds me of
Niall.
Well,
the Christmas pudding's the one... The pudding?
What's the one that's the one? I did that on purpose.
Pudding! No.
Christmas. What's the one that's got the arson on it?
A cake. That's the fruit. It's just a fruit cake, isn't it?
Yeah, but arson, though. I like icing.
Isn't it drowned in booze for like a month before you actually...
At least a month, yeah.
Don't you have to set fire to it, or is that just on bottom?
No, that's a Christmas pudding.
I'm so fucking
Also
confused.
Drowned in booze.
Also drowned in booze. Oh, they and
both
then you
are?
Put more booze on, light the fucker on fire.
Oh,
Lordy, there's a fire.
I'm legally blind. fair enough.
Yeah, so the Christmas pudding is the steamed pudding.
Right. Esteemed. He's done well for himself.
Greatly esteemed.
I'm surprised I knew what that meant.
So am I.
Even I'm a bit like, oh, what the hell?
Christmas pudding.
Right.
Is a steamed one, and it comes in the little plastic container, and you boil it.
Ugh.
Well, it's true.
Doesn't
actually boil it. It's
right. Well, how'd you cook the fucking thing, John?
In boiling water.
Warming up.
It's more like poaching, because obviously you don't...
Poached cake?
I don't... There's a proper word for it, and I don't remember what it's called.
Sauté. Braised?
No, it's not sauté, is it?
That's frying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tell what like, kind of food I eat.
Because it's not bain-marie. It's not even bain-marie.
Have you got shares in charcoal grill yet?
I'm going to tell you after them. Do you know why?
Too expensive?
It's crap.
And it's crap.
Shit.
I think one day what we should do is we should record at my ass.
Our ass? Yeah.
And we'll get a fish and chips from Stars Bar. Because you can get kebab from there and there.
Is it good, Zin?
Fuck, oh. They do mixed tray and chips. And it is fucking lovely.
Sounds good, that.
The reason there's no pigeon pasty taste test
is because
Niall failed.
Yes, Niall let us down.
It was all Niall's failure.
I know you'll all be shocked to hear this, but Niall was running too late to get
pigeon
pasty.
No, with that at all. I had ample time to do it.
Just decided not to.
I'll tell you how my thought process went, and this is probably where I went wrong. Actually, tell a lie. It's exactly where I went wrong.
No, you don't think.
I didn't want to get it too early in the day, and it just sit about and get minging. I wanted to try and get it as close to us recording as I could.
So that it was, like, tepid.
Well, what would you rather, though, John?
I think I'd rather it was cold.
Well, put it outside, then, for fucking half hour. While we do this bit.
Anyway.
So about 3 o'clock, I started to head over there, and I thought, well, I thought, fuck, this is, like, food, they're not really open for tea time, are they? This is like a lunchtime shindy. So I was like, fuck. So I googled it, and they were shut. They shut at 3 in the afternoon.
So you were too late?
Your hours.
You were too late?
Play the video.
No, just fouled himself.
Don't make me laugh, I'll shit again.
Right, I'll play it. Oh, no. And then the other one was favourite Christmas movies.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
Die Hard. Don't give a fuck what anyone says, that is a Christmas film.
But, yeah. I mean, it's a Christmas action film.
Yeah.
But the word the best Christmas kind. Is in it, yeah. Now I have ho ho ho, now I have a machine gun.
Yeah.
It's had a Christmas works Christmas do.
Yep. There's Alan Rickman overacting the fuck out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, but sad to mud.
Well, yeah, but I didn't say it was a bad thing. It's just,
well, he's an English fella playing a German.
Playing some Germans.
Which must be fucking difficult to do, considering the history.
Especially if it was the '80s. It wasn't that far removed from the
no, it
the
wasn't.
History.
Well, we'd only just fucking beat them in the World Cup 20 years prior. Then we beat them at World Warring.
Twice.
Well, we beat them at World. Every 20 years, we seem to give them a good old fucking hiding. Apart from, did we do much in the '80s? Well, we killed Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
What we done?
Well, we didn't.
That was the Yanks, though.
That was the Yanks.
Yeah, but they...
But then the Yanks are the ones that won World War II, aren't they?
Well, they finished it off. We loosened the lid.
They won it.
They
if,
loosened
if you
the
ask
lid.
Them.
Yeah, if you ask... Oh, fuck me. Yeah.
Fuck me, they won everything. They even won Vietnam.
What was right? I'll tell you what, right. I love history, and I think it's very important that we know about
apart
history.
From that bit with the camps.
Well, that's not history. It didn't happen.
Tootsie Roll Me Up.
They're too small to pass
it's
to somebody.
Like a, it's like a carp pellet.
It is, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I am big into history and I love history. And I think it's so important to know what happened or, you know, what slightly altered events of what actually happened. What was Vietnam all about?
Communism.
What, we were going over there trying to stop it?
Yeah.
Well, there's... No, at least there's something I shouldn't say though.
I think it was something. It was communism, wasn't it? Vietnam. I believe it was.
Well, there's normally a reason why you go to war.
I mean,
for example, the Falklands was because we wanted it back.
Yeah.
Or they wanted it. Did we want it back? They wanted it.
No, the Argentinians wanted it back, and we were like, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, Maggie was like, no, I'm too busy fucking this country over.
Yeah. Too busy making most of Wales unemployed. Fuck off.
Yeah. To be getting rid of all the mines.
Yeah, and the northerners. Fuck them and all.
Yeah.
She probably went, ah, distraction. Yes.
Yes.
Distraction technique, lovely.
She was on the blower to whoever the Argentinian fucking...
Hans Gruber.
Yeah, she was on the phone. Maggie was on the phone to Hans...
Adolf Gruber.
Adolf Hans Gruber.
So...
Going, here, I need a distraction.
Yes,
shake.
They went, why were we so hell-bent on keeping it? Is it just penguins?
It's because the people who live there... were our descendants of the Brits who originally went over there, and they want to stay British.
Oh.
They had the choice. They had the choice to become Argentinian or stay British.
And also it worked out well for Jeremy Clarkson.
Did.
Yeah.
Definitely did.
Ish.
Yeah. Kind of.
And the chicken was still warm.
Yes.
Yes.
That was that episode, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Always gets me that bit. I get a bit choked up watching that every time.
Fucking wet white.
I am a bit of a pussy. What the?
That was an asshole.
Yeah, but there's always a reason. I mean, like World War II, because basically Adolf went fucking. He had a great idea, went too far, basically. Genuinely, it sounds like a joke, but it is very true. Germany got its ass handed to them with the Treaty of Versailles. After
oh,
the
yeah,
first World War.
They were pissy about that. I get
from,
that.
This is our great nation to. Yeah, you started this war, so you can have this little bit over there. And they basically, he went to Luxembourg and went, can we have our bit of thing back? And Luxembourg was like,
nah.
Yeah. No, they were like,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, everyone appeased him to begin with,
when
didn't they?
Else, they were like, oh, yes, we can't get the grass to grow properly over there. Have it back.
Yeah.
Short Austrian who failed art. Go away. Yeah. Art.
Art.
And then he went to Poland. Like,
oh. Painter with an attitude.
Yeah. And he went to Poland and thought, well, these plumbers ain't going to have too much of an issue. Can we have that bit back? And he went, no.
Fuck y'all. All y'all. You don't like it? Blow me.
I think that was
verbatim.
Word for word, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's what, and then, yeah. Anyway,
that's a direct quote.
But he got so used to everyone just handing back the land, he went,
just needs more ski.
Well, we'll just go to fucking war then. There's always a reason. The Gulf.
Wolski.
Fuckyovsky. yeah, we went to Afghanistan because George W. Bush threw some planes at a fucking couple of buildings.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vietnam.
Suspiciously controlled demolition of said buildings.
Yeah. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, man. But I've not looked into Vietnam, I will be completely honest.
No, I can't but remember, also, to be honest.
I've not looked into every war that's ever happened, but I at least have the knowledge of why it happened.
I think Vietnam was something to do with communism.
But what the fuck's that got to do with them? The Americans?
Well, the Yanks were like, ugh, commies are bad.
Yeah, and they still are, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are, but...
What, commies are still bad, or...?
Yeah. Well, China.
Well, yeah. Well, go invade then.
You can't.
Biden, you fucking mom.
He can't do anything. He can't even remember his own fucking name.
I think I saved another
one. You know the big diversion tactics that the media put in?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah.
did you know that on the... I'm trying to think when it was. 23rd or 24th of November, I think it was. It was released... It was released to the press, but covered up.
Right.
I say covered up.
What are you talking about?
Overshadowed.
By something else.
By something to do with Taylor Swift. I don't remember what it was.
Become a billionaire or something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Something. Some
not
shit.
Going, oh, no. Yeah. Going out to, in American so it was to do with the Spotify, what they call it?
Wrapped? Streaming numbers.
Wrapped. Yeah. Spotify Wrapped, yeah. That she was like the highest on everybody's blah, blah, blahs. And it comes out that actually Joe Biden in his presidential electory thing, this is even before his run up to trying to become the presidente,
right,
received the most Serbian money than any other president before.
Fuck's sake.
And poor old Trumpy got absolutely fucking shafted over that, didn't he?
Yep.
Rigged election.
Here we go.
By the way, the same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports. Whoa.
Is that a real one or is that one that's been doctored?
By the way, the same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports.
Yeah.
That's one take. Look at... Whoa. Ready?
And that man is in charge of the United States.
I don't think
States.
There were very many airports anywhere in the world.
I mean,
when was the revolution? 1715 or something?
I don't know if there were subtitles. You might not see.
Yeah.
Jesus said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I checked, took a donkey across Bethlehem, not a Cessna.
Yeah. Or a Boeing.
Maybe that's why he took a donkey. There's not enough airport.
And he died. I'm fairly sure Jesus died somewhere around 2,000 years ago. Ish. Well,
ish.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Give or take 23 years.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Bloke's a mong, isn't he?
Oh, man,
I just can't believe. And there's still people who are absolutely adamant that bloke is the right man to be running, running the fucking United States.
But what's
like,
he
really?
Done?
Nothing. Just fuck the place up.
This is
fuck the place right up.
I know this has turned into a political broadcast,
and she shut down all the mines as well.
Yeah,
fuck you, Maggie.
But what has he actually done for the States?
No, fuck all, is he?
Because
Trump
I mean,
done a good job.
You got
yeah,
hand, you
that's
got
the
hand
thing
it to Trump.
Yeah,
what he said. He fucking did.
Yeah.
We're going to put a fence up. Guess what? There's a fucking
There's a fence.
Well, he tried to, till everyone blocked him from doing it.
There's a lot of the fence.
There is a lot of the fence, but yeah.
But also,
he wanted the whole fence.
The reason why, the only reason he got in power, fuck it, let's just keep going, it's Christmas.
Who, Biden?
No.
No, oh, Trump.
Trump.
Everyone was fucked off with the political norm,
bullshit,
weren't they? Yeah.
Well, they said, perfect example is they said to all the candidates, what are you going to do about Guantanamo Bay? And he went, oh, yeah, it's a terrible place. What you
waffle, waffle, waffle bullshit.
And
yeah,
he went, it's a bad place for the bad people. I don't know who the fuck that was. It's a bad place.
Buttered sausage.
Get out of my face.
Gary Busey was in the presidency election.
In fairness, Gary Busey and Donald Trump have got the same hairstyle.
They have. And yeah. The same accent, apparently.
Get it out of my face.
Gary Busey makes a lot more fucking sense than Biden. I know that. No,
yeah.
Even the AI one. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Even the deepfake made more sense than Biden. Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. He said, it's a bad place for the bad dudes. And like said, yeah, we're going to try and shut it down. But we can't because of this. Done.
Yeah.
Gave them the fucking answer they wanted. Not all this fucking high and low mumbo jumbo bullshit. And they went, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like what he's saying, but he's telling me the truth.
Yeah.
But there's so many people in the States who are... They can see Biden is doing a terrible fucking job, but they're so... They've been conditioned to hate Trump so much that they'll accept that just so Trump can get in. It's like, at some point you've got to swallow your pride and think, hang on a minute.
This is one of the things, even going into UK Parliament.
Oh, God. That bunch of fuckwits. Like,
this whole thing that's going on the last couple of weeks, this COVID investigation. Right.
That's still going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you two both know, I don't have any time for Boris.
No.
But...
Guy's a dickhead.
But who the fuck else was going to have handled it better?
He'd better. Done, yeah.
You know, I'm not
giving credit for that.
I'm not saying that he did it well, but who the fuck would have handled it better at that time?
Not that woman. What was she called?
Theresa.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Green.
Red roses too. No, that's not right.
kind of.
Right, let's go because she wants to go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
45 minutes in. It's been fun. I've enjoyed this. My head hurts from laughing so much. Or it's the cocaine. Nobody knows.
All the children.
Yeah, they do give you a headache.
There, see?
Not if you call them out inductive. Anyway,
oh, no.
I would just like to give special thanks to...
Shuffles?
All y'all.
Oh.
Everybody.
Another year of your contribution, your patience... Your everything.
Yeah, your patience. Give us your shirt sizes.
yeah.
Are you waiting on now?
You're all going to get XLs.
Oh. I think...
Easy, isn't it, John?
No.
You took it on because I wasn't doing enough. How's that gone? Tell me now.
Terribly.
Not easy, is it?
No, it's not. It ain't easy being wheezy.
He says that wheezing as he laughs. You sound like a car trying to start no cam belt.
No compression.
Or a hole in the bottom end that I'm used to. Whee.
Yeah, so...
But genuinely, yeah. No, yeah, seriously. Well done for saying that, John, because it needed to be said. And, like, for example, I mean, Shuffles, I thought you were just going to say thanks to Shuffles again. I thought, don't give the kid too much credit. But, kid, I'm sure he's...
Pretty sure he's older than you.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often these days. Oh, that sounded bad.
especially in your dating life.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, like generally, like Shuffle sent that message through, and honestly, Shuffle, what's his actual name?
Isn't it
Neil
Richie Hardstaff? Or something,
Richie Hardstaff, that's it. He's the guy with the boner.
boner,
lady boner gone. Anyway, he put all of that stuff up, and I looked at that message and I thought,
fucking legend.
I thought, what an absolute hero, and I thought, I know he's got better things to do. And he's been a long time listener now. He's been a listener for a long time. Yeah. And this isn't just to you, Shuffle. This goes to everyone. To Green Beef, Mac from South Carolina. And I don't want to miss anyone else. I'm just going to stop saying all the names there.
Because you'll miss someone.
And there's, you know, the other Yanks as well. I'm shit with names at the best times, so I do apologise. But
there's an Alex there somewhere.
You'd know. But genuinely, it means the world to us that you lot listen as much as you do. Involve yourselves as much as you do and enjoy it, we hope, as
probably,
much as you
maybe.
Do.
Yeah.
And listen, we're three fucking idiots that do this as an excuse to get together. And the fact that people actually not just listen because they've got nothing else to do, the fact that they listen, enjoy it, look forward to it coming out when we don't release an episode. And I'll be honest, there was a couple of times where we didn't release an episode and I didn't put anything on the socials because I thought, who's going to notice, really? And then we got loads of messages. I say loads, but we got messages saying, well, where's he at? Where's he at? This is my, you know, the highlight of my fortnight. My only, I can't remember who it was, but someone said, my only complaint is I have to wait 2 weeks for an episode.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
Get a fucking life.
Yeah, grow the fuck up. Yeah. Get a hobby. Not listen to us, idiots. But no, that was all jokes. But we do appreciate it.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
Massively. So, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Dodge. Oh, wait.
No. Merry Ford, as long as it's black.
Fuck's sake.
Merry, you ain't gonna make that jump, boy.
I sure am, boy.
Yay! It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. Say, nice beard, Bill.
No, you've had your one out of me, mate.
I know, mate, I know. Go on, John, you say it.
Nice beard, Bill.
Lewis loves that.
Say, well, yeah, Armageddon. Excuse.
Armageddon.
Say bing, I'll give you 5%. Bing, bing. Or something.
Or something.
Or something.
Yeah, thank you very much and enjoy the main ep.
Yeah, which is out tomorrow. Just unplugged my own headphones there.
Just fucking
just
turn it
press
off.
Stop.
You turn it off, I'm fucking busy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.